We always believed we could win the cup tie from the minute it was drawn, and but we knew how tough it would be. You know, this is a, some people won't like me for saying it, but this is a great football club we've beaten in Sheffield Wednesday. Fantastic manager, nothing changes that opinion, with some real talented players. So if you put all that together, it shows you how well we've had to play, how good we've had to play to go and get a result. And I think if it had been anything else at the end of the 90 minutes, I think it would have been a shame, because our performance and our play and the chances we made deserved us to win the football match. But it was really tough. And if it's, I think I said to you a few minutes ago, it's taken 37 years at home, and I hope this stadium doesn't wait 37 years to give us another opportunity to at least play them.
You've got a good record in the cup, haven't you, Steve? Not just in the FA Cup now, as well in this competition too. Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't know. I think players get your cup runs, not managers. I think you have to work hard. You know, we've done a home walk, and like we're doing every opposition, and but we, you know, we're fortunate that we've very talented players, and they're with us, and they were in League Two, most of them, and they're in League One for a reason, because as you can see tonight, they can play at Championship level. So, but you're always there for a reason. You know, we've got the odd screwball, you know, as a player, and the odd talented boy that doesn't deliver it consistently, etc. But, you know, first and foremost, you know, when the big games come, I've never doubted the character or the performances these boys can produce, and they proved that last year when the big games and the big oppositions come. For the majority of occasions, we dealt with them.
Lee Frecklington scored a fantastic winning goal, but how is he? Because he had to come off in the second half.
Yeah, he got a kick in his lower back, so he should be okay. It's one of them for 48 hours. It's tender and sore. You know, he's a big player for us. And the boys are having a little debate now, what was the best goal? You know, Ben Pringle's or Lee Frecklington's. But, you know, I think apart from that, we made another three or four good chances that perhaps have got in good positions that we're disappointed we didn't do it. And then when the cup ties in the balance, we're 2-1 up, and their kid has a minute of madness, doesn't he? And he's such a special, talented player that we do the same about talented players. They live on the edge.
And in terms of the fact that Pringle and Frecklington have been amongst the goals, how much of a bonus is that at the start of the season? Because, you know, theoretically, if your strikers start scoring as well, you're going to look good in terms of the goals.
Yeah, and we think, you know, Tubbs has said another 70 minutes, whatever he's had tonight. He's run himself into the ground, and Tubbs will normally score two of their chances tonight. You know, but we're playing catch-up because his lack of activity in pre-season, but that'll come. These goals are going for him. But I've always maintained the likes of Pringle and the likes of Frecklington, they are Championship players, Rob. They had to play in League Two to go back a couple of steps to prove a point, and we've come forward tonight, but they're Championship players. But they're Championship players when they work as hard as they can. And, you know, my ideas about football, if you don't work as hard as you can, you know, and then you don't produce the performances. Ben Pringle was one of them prior to last weekend at Crewe. He was working as hard as he should have been in training, and my God, he's made up for it Sunday, Monday, and he really showed he wanted to be in the team, and that was the difference why he got selected and one or two got left out, because he showed a real desire to play in this derby.
This will give you a real lift, won't it, at the start of the season?
Well, we have to put it in context. It's a Capital One game, and, you know, it's not a... I'd swap it for 3 points on Saturday, you know, when Preston come. That's just another huge club, you know. You go to Deepdale and you watch them last night, and you watch 17,000, 18,000 fans. But this is the stage this football club wants and deserves. And listen, our fans are, you know, they deserve these occasions. They deserve tonight. They deserve Preston coming on Saturday. And what about the backing both sets of supporters gave both teams tonight? The atmosphere was electric from start to finish. And it's always nice when you're the manager and your fans are singing when your teams go off the pitch, because that normally means you've won a football match.
Just finally, is this a bit of a lucky ground for you? You seem to win every big game that takes place here.
No, well, the minute you say that, you're 10th for 8 and we're going to get beat. But no, we've gone through in a cup competition. We want to be at home in the next round. It quite genuinely doesn't matter who we play. The bigger the club, the better, you know. And maybe the cameras will turn up and watch us, because there should have been a camera game tonight, but we don't seem to be getting one at the minute. But if this stadium isn't in this crowd and the people of Rotherham are not worthy of a live game, then I don't know what is, because we get many before at my previous club, and it's just quite simply not in the same realms of this place.